I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Congratulations, both of you. The movie's hilarious.
Great.
Absolutely hilarious.
So. Yeah, Will and Zach took credit for it, for the whole movie.
Zach? He deserves
Will,
it.
Will and Zach? Did.
He deserves it.
They did the whole script. Well,
he was my inspiration.
Yeah, they said that there's no script, is that right?
And no script.
Does it scare you, you know, if you don't know what are you going to do?
No.
Oh, I mean, maybe yeah.
I knew. I had a total faith in the team. And knew that it would be great. Yeah,
I think if the Lego movie hadn't existed, that would have been harder. Mm. You know what I mean?
Because it's like concept.
Yeah, like proof. Like you're like, what are we shooting? You know what I mean? Right. You're gonna make. You know, I think that would have been more confusing. Yeah. But the fact that you had that to kind of like base off of, you just had. It was so much fun. I love that movie so much, and I watched that really late.
Yeah.
Because people love that movie, and I had everyone loving on it. I was like, it can't be that good. Like, you know what
great,
I mean?
Right?
And I knew the song before I watched the movie. I was like, everything is awesome. Like, I knew that way beforehand. It was my friend's ringtone. And then I finally was like, all right, I'm going to watch this movie. And then it was amazing. It was so funny and so good.
Yeah.
And, like, held up even beyond, like, how much people loved it. That when this, I was like, Batman was my favorite thing about that first one. So I was so excited that they were making a movie.
Yeah.
So, like, as a fan, I was just like, anticipating it. It was like, whatever, tell me whatever you need me to say, because the sooner I get it done, the faster this movie comes out and I get to watch it.
And even just doing this kind of work, it's like, it's always a relinquish of control. You have to have total faith in the team and whatever you're doing. You basically find out after the fact what you were working on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had no idea half the time why they were asking me to do certain things. So I was like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, we're in jail now? What is that?
Find out later.
Did they show you sort of artwork, or were you just in a room and you had to use your mind?
No, he would say so. He's like, okay, so now you're on, you know, his fighter jet, and he tells you to go inside, and you're all squished. So say the line like, can we just, you know what I mean? So you're just like, okay, like, why? Like, it was hard for me to understand why that would be. I was like, why are we all...
Yeah, right.
Squish. Like, I didn't understand it, but I was like, okay, I'll do the line. And then you see it, and you're like, oh my God, it's so awesome that it sells it. Like, you see this little thing like that on our cheek, and my voice is a little off, and then it totally sells that this is a real thing that you're... It's
the
like,
physicality.
I don't know. It's amazing.
How long were the sessions usually, like, when you guys went?
A couple hours.
Yeah, a few hours.
I can tell you just start to feel and sound terrible.
Audience.
There's like a natural point where it comes to an end.
They would always do like 4-hour sessions.
Yeah, something like that.
That's it.
And you kind of save all the exerting noises for the end.
Mm-hmm. And they have it all, and then you have to do every.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You rack those up at the end. Blow your voice out.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I tried so hard to put in. Go team. I said that must be like tapes and tapes and tapes of that me going go team like every time I could. And I had a joke that I just really wanted in there.
I was going to ask you if you
and it was it. Like, I wanted to be able to say, like, because that was a different point where, like, Barbara Gordon, where we're playing a little bit more that idea of, like, well, I'm a woman and I can't, as you know, to a man. Like, it was more of that, like, more friction kind of thing rather than it not being about that. But in the beginning when it was, I was like, can I do the line where something happens and she comes over and she's like... the best man for a job is a whoa, and like something happens that like knocks her, so she's like whoa, and then I wanted to like land and be like man, so this way he's like, you know what I'm saying, you see where I'm going with this? I really wanted that so bad, and they were like, okay, yeah, maybe we'll animate that, I don't know. I threw it in a bunch of times. Every time I'm like, the best man for a job is a whoa, man. Didn't make the cut.
They should have.
No, but I think that's actually really great, because someone was talking about, what is it, the Brechnell test or something like that?
Yeah,
about
the
like
woman.
Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily pass that test.
What is the test?
It's a test for sort of like on like a feminist sort of scale films to go, okay, so as a woman, she's on camera, which is great, because we're always trying to save them. We need to have more women. We need to have more dialogue, all this kind of stuff. But if they're talking about a man or their relationship to a man, then it's kind of counters it. So that's what the Brechnell test is about, going, is this a character that's a strong woman on her own?
Right.
And it's not that she's just a device for the male character.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
So it's like, and that's not the case with this either. And what I love is even in the press stuff, like, we're together, And it's not like trying to have like Batman and Batgirl together. Right. Like even that in itself to me is saying a lot about how they're projecting the energy of what this movie is, which is not how they would have done it 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, so, and I just think that's really cool that the messaging for this is really about the community, about excellence, about people doing their best, and then figuring out how that best can be that much more exponential if we work together. Like it's such a good story and film, so even though it doesn't necessarily pass those like perfect like little tests, I think it's really remarkable and very modern and not something that you normally would have seen before.
I was gonna ask that if you guys try to get in something that you wanted to get in, like that you were saying. And the other question was what kind of research did you guys do? That you watch, like read comics or watch some animated or old TV shows? I mean, specifically for the role.
I didn't so much because I felt like that was kind of not my job. You know, that's more in the hands of the animators and the writers, and I had to kind of bring some feeling to this character from moment to moment, you know. Okay. The reference stuff is kind of out of my hands, you know. And I didn't really have a thing I wanted to squeeze into the movie either. I didn't really have any kind of agenda other than just try and make it funny and, you know, tell the story.
It's very funny. What did you think when you saw it?
I loved it. Yeah. I was so, I mean, Saturday was my first time seeing it, same thing. Yeah. So like, didn't know.
It was fun.
For most of the time when I watch a film that I've been a part of, the only thing I'm thinking about is it bad?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And it's terrible when you go in to watch a screening of a film, you're like, oh shit, this is a drama.
Oh man, that's great.
I thought this was a comedy. This is bad. You know what I mean? You're just sitting there and watching
this. Is bad.
This is not great. Oh. Everyone's going to be telling how interesting the movie is.
I didn't know it was bad.
When we do the press for this. But, you know, it's like, so watching it, it was so fun, and there were so many little things, because there was so much of the storylines I didn't know. We didn't work with anybody else. I only read what my character was, so it was such a revelation. And it was so fun because it's like the pressure's on actually because Lego Movie is so good.
Yeah.
That you're like, it's kind of its own world. And it was just so nice to see that everything like worked and it was so fun and everybody seemed to be having fun. Like there were adults and children crying.
There was this like
at the premiere, people were literally crying. You're like, oh my God, okay. Like,
there was this white noise of kids just talking all through the movie. Yeah. Like anytime there's a silence in the movie, you just hear this rumble of like children.
You're like, oh, you rubbed his butt.
How did your families react when you guys got the role? Like, I mean, nephews or, you know.
Are they asking for Lego?
Yeah, like when you're like, I'm going to be Batgirl, they're like, God, I'm gonna be Robin. Like, were they like thrilled or psyched?
Yeah, I watched the Lego documentary, and all we've been talking about is
everything Lego.
There's a documentary about Lego that's incredible about the history of Lego. It's really dope, and you're seeing all these adults who are going in, and they're like master builders.
Yeah,
and they fight for these roles in order to create. Because if like you come up with a great idea, they'll buy it, and then they'll make a little box set of your idea. So like this guy created having like bird Legos. So like all like whatever these like things you want to build. So it's just like it was such an interesting world and like. Where it all kind of came from.
That's great. I wonder, how do you do that, like, if you're a master builder? Is there a program you can use or something to, like, for those large-scale things?
Well, you have the things, but there's, like, people I know, like, my friend, like, it was interesting at the premiere watching people play with it, and a lot of people are making stuff, and it's very abstract. Like, they're just putting stuff together, and there's so many different kinds of pieces that they have now that are so complex that they didn't have when we were little.
Right.
So you could see people, like, whatever. And then my friend from Germany, who's been playing, she had, like, the original pieces before because they never used to create characters, so you had to like build them and make them out of stuff. She is a master builder. Like immediately my friend was like, oh, I want to make a car, and she just went in
boom 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 boom
and made a car, and you're like, how do you do that without a thing? And she's just like, it was a dream of hers when she was younger to be able to be a master builder. So she collected, like, she had a whole, her and her brother voted in their house to share a room so that the other room could be their Lego room. And they had like little Lego world, the night world, the day world, like whatever. And my brother has Legends of Zareth that he does. He's 32. He's gonna be 33 in April. He's got this thing, this on Instagram where he's been doing this for every Sunday for months, where he's got people who come over and they do a Dungeons and Dragons thing. He plays like Legends of Zelda music. He brings out the ships and the little, and it's all Legos. And then he photographs them outside and does all these things and talks about they came across a Morlock or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing. And he has it on there. And I'm like, this is amazing. Because it's children. Yeah. It's adults. It's like for everybody. And no one's ashamed about it. Like, everybody loves it. Like, it's like understood that Legos are awesome.
Nobody's ashamed of it.
Yeah, you know, I was on the High Line and they had this area set up with all white bricks. That's all it was. So simple. Nothing else but white bricks. And people kept walking by and just going... are these just Legos standing here? And then just go over and start building stuff.
Right.
And then kind of walk away.
Right.
It was this weird, like, interesting, interactive art installation on the High Line. Right. And that was last year.
Just let people come.
And it was beautiful. Like, the delight. Like, people would, like, walk by, like, what's happening? And they'd look over, like, why are these people standing there? And then their faces would, like, light up. And then they'd walk over and start building something.
Like, a lot.
And then they'd stare at it, like... And then walk away smiling. And it's so beautiful. Like, it was such a beautiful... It was, like, a great summer day. I spent a couple hours there. It was so
great.
Gorgeous.
Wow.
And then I booked this movie. And I'm so excited. Lego for life.
You must be the star of the family, like, for sure. Now.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Everything else may be not so important, but...
No one ever asked me about anything. My godchildren, really? My whole family, they're all like, oh, my God. Are we going to Denmark? I'm like, sure.
For with Robin, now that the people are gonna see the movie, they're gonna fall in love with Robin once again. Do you think maybe Robin should have FaceTime on one of the live action films now?
Like, well, didn't they kind of hint that?
Yeah, they kind of.
They did, right? Yeah that would.
But
be
I
fun.
Mean, maybe like a.
Was it Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah, Chris O'Donnell did it.
No, that's the last time, but I think the right
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was like became Robin at the last moments.
Yeah.
Of
and then the last member of Superman, mm-hmm. they hinted that there was a
Robin.
Yeah. There was a suit.
Great.
That the Joker killed. But I'm thinking, like, do you think maybe we were gonna see him? Maybe would you like that?
Why
like,
not?
See
him?
Yeah. Do you think we're ready?
He's
for
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I mean, there's still room to like do a great Robin. Yeah.
That'd be
it's awesome. Not getting old. It seems like fertile ground still.
And Rosario, 5 years ago, would you? Like, did you think maybe you're going to be, like, in all this superhero, like, into
oh
all
God.
This superhero stuff, like...
It's amazing.
You know, Daredevil, Cage, Defenders, like, and now this, like,
well,
you're like...
It was... Sin City was 20 when I was 25,
yeah.
So that's 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
So it's, like, that was a big deal, because I, you know, my uncle's a comic book artist, and Frank Miller's... Such an amazing. I mean, we wouldn't have Electra, Daredevil. You know what I mean? With just the iteration of Batman that I love the most with Michael Keaton was based on. That's what Tim Burton based The Dark Knight on, and like that's the whole thing. It's the first exploration of Batman outside of Go-Go Gadget Belt and getting more into the idea of someone who's got psychological problems and like disturbance there, who's really been PTSD has. You know, real stresses in his life and has decided to dress up like a bat in his spare time and fight petty crime. You know what I mean? Like, it's not your... It's like, maybe he's not so different from Joker after all. And so for me, that was super exciting. I remember my uncle came to visit the comic book, Gustavo Vasquez. He's amazing. He worked on Big Hero 6 and Spider-Man. He's amazing. Anyway, so he... I remember when he came and he hung out with Frank and we were just like... They talk about blue pencils and like the types of paper that you could like,
really?
Like really into it. And he was the reason Frank for so not only just those iterations of like looking at these characters that we've loved for so many decades and making them darker and more realistic, but also on top of that, when he did 300 and it was also the dawning, like with Sin City, it was really the first time we were very seriously looking at doing comic book adaptations. And it was for adults. And like, so it was a very dawning of that. And then I watched all these really big versions of it. But it was interesting because I knew it started from like kind of there. That was like the turning point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so for me, I felt like I was a part of that all these years.
Yeah.
So the fact that on top of that, I got to still keep writing all these years later and I created a comic book. The voice of Wonder Woman. I'm the voice now of Batgirl and Barbara Gordon. I'm on these Marvel shows playing Claire Temple. And like, it's just like this is such a world that has always been so rich and so amazing to me that it's... They're just really classic stories, you know, and I'm really glad that I still get to keep that it's not become corny, that it wasn't like a moment and trend, but that we're actually continuing to do it because we don't have Bond. You know, there's a lot of stuff. We don't have Sherlock. Like, those are all like, there's these other kinds of stories like that that are all other places, but some of the stuff that we have is Superman. You know, like that's ours, you know what I mean? And so it's really fun to see how so many different versions of it have been explored over the years because the material is still so rich. So.
Your character is interesting because she has a really great arc in the movie. Batman has an arc, but so does kind of they have a similar one, right?
Well, for me, what I like about her is that she's got two really strong men in her life. Her father and Batman.
That he's just kind of...
He's so, like, for a second...
just retiring.
He's retiring. He's like, you got this.
See ya.
But, like, you know, but you could see the influence that the both of them have had in her life. And it was so nice to see that, not, like, someone coming up to replace them or any of that stuff, but someone who was inspired but not confronted or challenged or, like, freaked out by like how much she loved them, it was like it gave her purpose. Like, yeah. She was like, I know I'm going to follow my dad's footsteps. I'm not going to take it for granted. I really am going to work really hard. Harvard for police, everything, you know. And then on top of that, here's this guy, Batman. And I'm so like, he's one of the reasons why I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And I'm going to add to that. I'm not taking away from him. It's not that story of like never meet your heroes because they'll disappoint you. There was like a part when we were first doing some of the scenes where I would be like really kind of chastising and stuff like that with him. And it just didn't work because it was like, that's not the right suggestion. Like you want to feel like you meet your hero and maybe they're flawed. But that's when you realize maybe that's where you step in to kind of contribute to them rather than condemn them. Yeah. And like, because that's not there. How do you grow from there? And so it was just really great because she's so confident. Because she knows her purpose, she knows what she cares about, she knows what she wants, and she's willing to work hard for it. So there's never any moment of doubt. And even though it's not immediately appreciated or reciprocated, she keeps pushing because that's what they would do in their own way. And so it was very respectful and just really smart. And I really, her patience and her ingenuity and like her honesty and her vulnerability and her fierceness were all just like really remarkable. And I'm really blown away by what they were able to create in her, because it's not what you would, I don't think you're sitting there expecting that to come on the screen.
If there's a possible sequel after everybody sees the movie and stuff, where would you like to see your characters go in a possible sequel? And Michael, I gotta tell you, one of my friends in Puerto Rico, Mario Alegre, he's a big, huge fan of Scott Pilgrim, so I had to tell you that.
Great.
So, and the question about the sequel, what you guys wanna...
Mark Webber.
Yeah, Mark. I just was talking to Mark yesterday.
Huge fan. And who I love, greatest, and
yeah.
Friends. And
yeah, you were in his movie. Yeah.
I was in his movie. I produced a movie with his wife.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and also Mary Elizabeth Winstead, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
good film.
Yeah, that's right.
And about the sequel, where would you guys want to see your characters maybe explore a little bit further down the road? I don't know.
We had Lego Movie, and now we have Lego Batman Movie, and I just think Lego Batgirl movies.
There you go.
Clearly,
there you go.
That it's a natural progression. You know, like, it's natural. Yeah. It's totally natural.
It's close.
And also, there's like a major thing with her story. I think it's really interesting. DC just also put out The Killing Joke, which is a really, like, amazing comic of yesteryear that really goes dark. Like, it's interesting because the animation of it is very...
it does, yeah.
Very simple, like it's old school kind of comic book, but like it's very dark. People die. There's rape. There's like it's really intense. The Joker's really scary, and this is where Batman.
That's what you want
to see the Lego. You know what I'm saying? This is where Batman decides to like make the thing, and the reason why is because she's Batgirl and she's Commissioner Gordon's daughter, and then the Joker shoots her in the spine and rapes her, and it's really dark.
Definitely,
and she becomes
like
that guy is true
evil. And she becomes. She becomes disabled, and then she becomes the Oracle.
Yeah,
and the whole reason why he did it is because it's the Red Joker, Red Hood Joker origin, and it's the story that the reason why the Joker is the way that he is because he was a comedian out of an impoverished comedian who had a pregnant wife, and he went to go do this deal. So that he could, like, you know, he's working with these wise guys and he's going to do this deal. He's going to be a lookout kind of thing. And then he finds out that his wife just randomly died because of an electrical outlet exploded and the whole place burned up. And it was just like a random accident. And she died. But he still has to do this thing because he's already committed. And these bad guys are like, oh, sorry, you had a bad day. Anyway, we'll see you tonight. Whoa. And so he becomes insane because, of course, the thing also it goes really badly. And Batman's kind of involved and he blames him. And he just goes crazy. He just has a very... And his whole idea is... Everyone's just one bad day away from being as insane as me. Mm-hmm. And he wants this set to prove it, which is why he attacks Barbara the way that he does. And he shows it to her father. Mm-hmm. And he thinks he's gotten to him. See, I've made him crazy. That's all I'm trying to do is make you all just be like me and be crazy. And Batman and all of them are this version. And she becomes the Oracle because she's like, I'm disabled. And I had this horrible tragedy hit me. And I'm not going to make it kill me. It doesn't break me. And so all her intelligence and all her, she ends up becoming his oracle, where she goes and she has this private room and she's his eyes and ears. So she's the person, she becomes in the way like Alfred in the supercomputer.
Yeah. Right.
She's the one who's like looking for, and she continues to work. So even though as Batgirl, she's not physically able anymore, she still has that capability. So it'd be really remarkable. It'd be interesting. I don't know if it's, because it is really dark.
Too dark.
And the Killing Joke tells that story, but it'd be really interesting if she were to come back, if they were ever to play with that and like, because having a disabled person also still to see her still excel even with something like that, that would be really, really dope.
Yeah, Lego movie, that's
I know I was like joking about it earlier, but actually it would be if there were to be a sequel and we were to kind of figure out a way to get that in there, that could be really, really powerful. It would be great to see her be badass in a wheelchair next. You know?
You gotta go through so much darkness to get to that.
To get to the...
I mean, how do you... You just skim over that stuff.
I want to see that happen.
Yeah, she just... Something happened.
I don't know that this version of Joker, though, makes that happen. Yeah. So I don't know that that's actually going to be possible. It might be. Yeah, it's a little too dark, but, you know.
That sounds great. That's called The Killing Joke?
Yeah. It's called... You should watch it. They just made it into an anime. Yeah, because it's an old graphic novel.
And is the graphic novel great?
It's great.
It's better.
Wow.
It's really great, because this is... like where you see people make some dark, different choices. It's really dark. Yeah, it's really
departing
good.
A little from the
original. Yeah, because Batman's like, this can go on forever. Wow. You're going to keep killing people.
Wow.
And you'll always be dangerous. It's never like putting you away. I'll ever stop this. The only one of us has to die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And who's going to kill who?
Right.
And that's really what it's dark. Wow. It's really interesting. It's so good. I highly recommend it.
On that note, we have to wrap because we have
moving on.
Yeah, we're moving.
Thanks,
on.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. See
you. Saludos Puerto Rico.
Ah, thank you.
Really
take care.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm learning so much. I got you.
Oh yeah? Well, there's only one problem. Who's gonna defuse the bomb? It's gotta be one or the other, Batman. Save the city or catch your greatest enemy. You can't do both.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
You can't do both, I said.
No, I mean the other thing.
Save the city or catch your greatest enemy.
You think you're my greatest enemy?
Yes! You're obsessed with me!
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are! Who else drives you to one-up them the way that I do?
Bane.
No, he doesn't.
Superman.
Superman's not a bad guy.
Then I'd say that I don't currently have a bad guy. I am fighting a few different people.
What?
I like to fight around.